funny because I start off on big boards too. Yeah. And these things look huge until you get them in the water. Yeah. And then it's like, oh, it's not that big, you know?
You know, the thing that everyone has to remember, if you're already an experienced stand-up paddle surfer, you already know what your capabilities are. You know how big a board you need. You know what's hard for you, what's easy. So it's easy to decide what board you want. If you're a beginner, then you really have to pay attention. Because if you weigh 230 pounds, you need a big, wide board. And if you're 170 pounds, you don't need it. And it's stupid to have it. It's just big to carry. It's harder to maneuver. And you have to make sure that you, if you're the big guy, you don't want to buy the board that the small guy is going to use. And so we make the boards custom, and we make it the same, the right width, the right thickness, the right length for each guy. And we do some really, really big boards, and then we do some really small boards too.
So you're not looking at doing production kind of boards? Purely custom?
I did two Surf Tech models. So there's two stand-up boards coming out, 11-foot nose rider and a 10-foot carving board. And I did both of them relatively thick for, say, a big guy.
Like 4.5 or 5 or what?
The 10-foot carver is 4 7/8. And you know, like the C4s are about 4 1/4 or 4 3/8.
So 3 7/8, I think.
3 7/8.
Yeah. The C4, yeah, it goes 3 7/8, 4, and then just maybe a 4 1/4.
And you know, you get a guy that's a small guy, he's 175 pounds. Well, he gets on that, and it's fine. But if a guy weighs 215, 220, and he wants to ride a 10-foot board, he's going to have a problem. The board is sunk, and it's really tippy. So the two that I did, I knew that those boards are available. What I did is a 10-foot carving board that's a high-performance board, but a 200-pound guy can get on it and paddle great. Mm-hmm. And the same with the 11-footer.
Do you have a blank or a custom one that's kind of similar?
Yeah. This board right here is identical in the shape to the Surf Tech that
okay.
I did. See how the tail is pulled in narrow?
Yeah, real narrow tail, huh?
Yeah, so you have your 28 inches wide here, and then a very narrow tail, and that allows you to carve your bottom turn with a lot of power.
Is it kind of tippy then, or what?
No, it's not, because the stability comes from the middle. That's where you're standing. You get your 28 inches in the middle, but you pull the tail in, and you get a big drop and a big wave, you step back and you carve your turn, and you can do a very powerful turn with a narrow tail.
And then the rail, same as the other one, it's actually a little bit rounder on the bottom, huh?
It's a tucked edge rail.
Uh-huh.
And that's also very responsive.
So tucked edge rail means what?
The rail comes around like this, and then it comes in, tucked in under, and then it has an edge.
Oh.
And for big boards, it's a more responsive rail.
Is that what they call downturn rail?
Yeah, of course. It's the same. A downturn rail is the same thing. It's down, tucks underneath, and then it has an edge.
Oh, okay. And then there's a slight V on the...
I use a lot of V.
And V is the roundness, right?
No, the V, if you put a straight edge here, you can uh-huh. see the V. But you need a straight edge to see it.
And then the front part is completely flat. Pretty nice. How much would a board like that cost?
Well, this one is about $1,500.
But market, pretty much average.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then this is the drain plug
and
area.
That's the air vent.
Or air vent, sorry. So used to kayaks, drain plug.
Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of sweet. What's the most popular one you're selling then? Or it depends because guy's size and...
Yeah, it depends. The experienced guys, the guy's getting their second board, a lot of times we'll get this one.
Uh-huh.
Then the first-time guy, really, this is pretty advanced. The first-time guy should get a bigger board, 11 feet.
Yep. So a lot of women you're getting to buy these? Or mostly men or what?
You know, a lot of times the girls, they like to use the boyfriend's board, the husband's board, and so a lot of times they don't end up getting their own. But if they really get into it, then they get their own. And they can get much smaller boards, narrower and thinner.
So are most of your boards then based on this design with the narrow tail, surfy, much more surfy kind of a feeling than cruiser, right?
Yeah.
Cool. I noticed like on this one, the nose is looks a little bit wider, maybe more of a...
Yeah, that's a slightly different type of nose.
And then this one, yeah, so you can see. Yeah, so this one looks much more surfier, kind of tear it up, kind of surfy.
Yeah, this is a little bit... This one is a quad,
Oh, okay.
And this is made for smaller waves, so it does have quite a wider pitch right here. And you see how it pulls in, and the tip of the tail is narrow, so it has a lot of curve right here.
So what's the deal on quads then? I mean, because normally when I see the quads, they're like fish quads.
You know, any kind of quad, as you turn aboard and you bank up like this, the fins out on the rail give you a lot of power. And so they're like more powerful turning, but they also, the board is a little bit loose. It's a little bit squirrely sometimes, and you have to be kind of a good surfer to be used to a quad, because it's always wants to turn, doesn't want to go straight.
So not really beginnerish kind of board, right?
If a guy's a good surfer, then it's okay to be a quad the first time. But if he's not a surfer, then maybe a quad a little crazy for him. This board here is polyester, so it's not epoxy. It doesn't have an air vent because it's polyester.
Is it heavy?
But it's heavier. It's just like Clark foam, so it weighs, you know, maybe 8 pounds more.
You finding that the heavier boards are more stable in the water or what?
No, I don't think so.
No?
The stability comes from the width.
Uh-huh.
If the board is wide, it's more stable. If it's narrow and thin, then it's less stable. Now, it is true, the lighter epoxy boards will turn faster because they change directions because they're lighter.
Yeah, sweet. The Lairds look so big, but they're really not when you get on them, man.
Yeah.
You know, in the beginning.
Yeah.
In the beginning, you're like, oh, these things are so huge, and you get on them, and it's like, well, this just needs to be bigger.
Yeah. Well, the thing about the Laird, it's a great board for just learning and for paddling, distance paddling. It's very stable. But it doesn't have any vein about it. It has a concave. So when you surf on it, it surfs kind of stiff. It doesn't really carve the turns, and it doesn't surf too well. But for paddling, it's good.
Cool. Yeah. Do we leave anything out? Do you want anything in the boards, or what makes it special, or what things are different, or anything like that?
Well, I think the main thing, the most important thing to anybody who wants to get a stand-up board, if they are just getting their first board, they have to make sure that the width of the board, the thickness, and the length are right for them. If it's a big guy, he does not want to buy a small board that a little guy would use. He would be miserable if he can't keep his balance.
Mm-hmm.
And so all our boards are all a different thickness, different width for that individual guy. And if he comes to get an inventory board, he has to pick the right one. He has to get the one that's big for him. If he's a smaller guy, or he is already a good surfer and he's young, and he can get a smaller board. So you have to choose the right size board. You just don't get some popular board. You know, to me, if a guy weighs 175 pounds, he'd be foolish to buy a Laird board. It's just, it's too big for any reason for a guy that size to have it. You
know? And I think Laird has the SurfTech ones have some smaller ones too coming, right?
Yeah, I think they most certainly do. They have two for me,
uh-huh.
And you bet, you know, they're going to come out with a bunch more.
Yeah. Cool. And then what else you got in here then? You got regular short boards, looks like a paddle boards.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a soft top?
Yeah, it's just a soft board.
A nice little, cool. Okay, well, thanks.